Welcome back.
Bienvenue.
We trust the Lord is blessing you.
Nous croyons que Dieu vous bénit.
With these mighty revelations
coming. Avec ces révélations puissantes qui viennent.
Make sure you stay tuned to the end of this broadcast.
Soyez directs jusqu'à la fin de ce podcast.
So that you can receive what more the Lord has to give us.
Vous recevez plus que le Seigneur nous donne.
Over to you, sir.
Remind the followers of the ministry of William Branham.
Rappelez le ministère.
If they disagree with me,
s'ils ne sont pas d'accord,
let them not bring a quote to support it.
Pas un
let them bring history and scripture.
Amen.
You see,
voyez?
There will be the dark ages.
Il y aura l'âge de l'obscurité.
Because the three works of grace completely gone.
Parce que les travaux
no salvation
grâce,
again.
Ont été enlevés complètement.
And all the apostolic doctrines.
Et tous les doctrines
apostoliques. All covered up.
Tout a été couvri.
Substituted with their own kind of
gospel. Remplacé avec d'autres évangiles.
And these three works of grace must be restored.
Et ces trois travaux de grâce doivent être restaurés.
And that will come through a revival.
Et ça viendra par un relance.
A rain that will fall.
Une pluie qui tombera.
And that rain that will fall.
Et cette pluie.
Is that oil and wine.
Hallelujah.
Under
the
third seal.
Et l'huile et le vin sous le troisième seau.
And so,
et donc,
Apostle Paul,
Paul
was the one that now gave us the three stages for the rapture.
Et celui qui a donné les trois états de l'enlèvement.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
dans 1 Thessaloniciens chapitre 4,
and this is how the rapture will take place in verse 16.
Et voici comment l'enlèvement
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
With a shout, that is, okay, go on.
With the voice of the archangel,
avec la voix de la chante,
and with the trump of God,
et avec la trompette,
and what will happen?
And the dead in Christ shall rise.
And what will happen?
Then we which are alive and remain,
puis nous qui sommes en vie et restons,
shall be caught up together with them in the clouds,
seront enlevés avec eux dans les nuages,
to meet the Lord in the air.
À la rencontre du Seigneur.
Three stages,
trois états,
for the rapture.
Pour l'enlèvement.
This verse is loaded.
Ce verset est chargé.
This verse is also prophetic.
Amen.
Apostle Paul
was
a revelator.
Amen.
I respect him for that.
Amen.
No other apostle caught this.
D'autres apôtres n'ont pas appris cela.
The shout there,
le cri là-bas,
is what Jesus said, the midnight cry.
C'est ce que Jésus appelle la crinière.
It's the same thing.
La même chose.
In Matthew 25, verse 6.
That's Matthew 25, verse 6.
Apostle Paul called it shout.
Apostle Paul appelait ça un cri.
That shout.
Ce cri.
What is the shout to say?
Qu'est-ce que le cri dit?
It is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 17.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 6, chapter 4, verse 16.
Come out.
Ah, my people.
Sortez.
You are somewhere now.
Vous êtes quelque part.
Amen and amen.
And so he said, come out.
C'est pourquoi il dit sortez.
And don't be partaker of the idolatrous life.
On n'est pas de la vie de l'idolâtrie.
But more importantly,
plus important,
the seed that was planted,
la semence qui a été plantée,
had died.
Amen.
At Nasia.
Mm.
It is time now for it to come out.
Hallelujah.
So,
the revival that produces it,
la réveil qui l'a produit,
that will produce back the original that was dead.
Va produire l'original qui était
this
mort,
time more in number.
Qui était plusieurs
that
nombre.
Revival
cette relance
is the oil and the wine.
Et le vin.
In Revelation chapter 6, verse 6.
Apocalypse 6, verse 6.
That revival.
Cette relance.
Is the latter rain.
Amen. Est la première pluie.
In Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
Hosea chapter 6,
verse 3. And Joel chapter 2.
Joel chapter
verse 23 and verse 24.
Verse 23 et 24.
And James chapter 5.
Jacques chapter 5.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
That revival
cette relance
is what Christ said, midnight cry.
Amen.
That revival
cette relance
is what Apostle Paul called the shout.
C'est ce que Apostle Paul appelle le cri.
I don't know if you are catching me.
I
hope I'm not confusing
you.
Very interesting.
Now, see the effect of the shout.
Voici l'effet de ce cri.
The effect of the latter rain.
L'effet de la
Christ summarizes it. In that parable,
cela dans ces paraboles,
in John, Mark chapter 4,
Mark chapter
from
4,
verse 26,
verse 26,
Mark 4, 26,
yes. Mark 4, verse 26,
and he said,
et il disait,
so is the kingdom of God,
ainsi est le royaume de Dieu,
as if a man should cast seed into the ground.
Si un homme jette de la
when did
de la
he
terre,
cast into the ground the dark
jeté,
ages?
It
was planted, it died.
Planté,
go on.
And should sleep.
Et il dort.
And rise night and day.
Et se lève nuit et jour.
And the seed should spring and grow up.
Et la semence germe et pousse.
He knoweth not how.
How it will happen?
Comment ça va se passer?
Olumide, don't bother yourself.
Don't go and dig it up.
Don't dig it. Don't leave it there. They say, Lord,
it's not there.
Because remember the movie of God's redemption. At the appropriate time, He will do it. At the appropriate time, He will do it. You know, we just as we went on a break, you dash out. I don't know whether to attend to family matters before you
but,
and I was talking with one of the people behind the camera. And I was telling the people, ask me. A brother called me and said, Brother Moses, there's one young man I saw. How did you get him?
Comment est-ce que tu l'as trouvé?
Another person called me to say,
this
prophet, how did you get them?
Ces prophètes, comment est-ce que tu les as trouvés?
How manage?
Comment est-ce que tu as
and fait? I say, I always reply them.
Et je les réponds toujours.
The Lord Jesus Christ says,
le Seigneur Jésus-Christ
the
a
harvest
dit,
is plenteous.
Mm.
The laborers are few.
Mais les ouvriers sont
what did he say?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit?
Pray for what?
Priez pour quoi?
Lord of the harvest.
The Lord of the harvest.
Le Seigneur des moissons.
Is the one that will send the laborers.
Alleluia.
Les ouvriers.
He knows in his agenda,
il sait qu'il a son agenda
when to bring who.
Quand il va envoyer qui?
In his agenda,
dans son agenda,
he knows who will fulfill what.
Il sait qui va accomplir cela.
He knew that a Judas, who is the best person to fulfill that part,
il savait la personne pour accomplir le part de Judas.
Priest.
He knew that Peter should be the one to be given the key.
Il savait que c'est Pierre qui sera donné la clé.
He knew about Cornelius.
Il savait à propos de Cornelius.
You may call Paul a murderer.
Tu peux appeler Paul
he knew when to place him
in the
scheme. That's why when I see pastors come and cry,
nothing
is working in my ministry.
I
always say it's your ministry. If it is his ministry, everything will work for him, not for you. Because what we call success, it's not what God calls success.
C'est parce que Dieu appelle la réussite.
We call success as men.
On appelle la réussite comme des hommes. Comme des choses ici.
Big church building.
Des grands immeubles d'église.
Mighty miracle signs and wonders.
Des puissants miracles et des merveilles.
God is with us.
Dieu est avec nous.
What if your own is just to get 3 people?
Et si pour toi c'est juste de gagner 3
what
personnes?
What if your own
et si pour toi
is just to get 100 people?
C'est juste 100 personnes.
He calls you.
Il t'appelle.
He will bring the people.
Hallelujah.
And he knows how to cause the people to come.
Et il sait comment causer les gens de venir.
And so,
et donc,
he said, the seed has been planted.
Il dit, la semence qui a été
don't
planté,
worry yourself.
Amen. No,
don't
not
worry yourself.
Amen.
You know, I was reading the history of these generals that God used.
Je lisais l'histoire des généraux.
People like Spurgeon.
Les gens comme la Spurgeon.
Is this George, what's his name?
George Whitefield.
Uh-huh. And and all of them.
Ces gens, George Whitefield, le reste.
Including Moody.
Et même le Moody.
And all the rest.
Et tout le reste.
And I saw one of them, I think other Moody also, that was the prayer warrior.
Et j'ai vu l'un qui était un
one of them that will pray how many times or so.
L'un d'eux qui va prier combien de fois par jour.
And when he will die.
Et quand il meurt.
He died on his knees.
Il est mort sur ses genoux.
Livingstone.
Okay, that was David Livingstone.
Yes,
that was
David Livingstone.
He died in a prayer position.
Il est mort dans une position de prière.
He had body for the work of the Lord.
Il a un fardeau et un servitif pour les travaux de Dieu.
Olumide. That doesn't mean you should go and start fasting and praying.
So I'm almost charged.
No, listen. You will do it and you will not reach that level. Because there is an unction that is given for that. God needed to move. And he will release the anointing that will enable him to move.
Il va relâcher l'onction qui va lui permettre d'aller.
In the move of prayer.
Avec des mouvements de prière.
Intercessors.
Des intercesseurs.
You have heard of the West Revival.
Vous avez appris du mot et la relance.
That guy that will go and stay under that bridge.
Ce gars qui sera sous
and
le pont.
Fast and fast.
Il va gêner.
Under the bridge, Lord, everyone passing. Let them be born again. Everyone passing under the bridge. Let them be born again.
Qu'ils soient nés de nouveau.
Ah, before you know, a revival everywhere.
Alors, tu le sais, des relances partout.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Que je vais te dire.
It was the seven move of God.
C'est un mouvement de Dieu.
Because I know a fellow pastor.
Parce que je connais un pasteur.
Whenever he says he's going to fast,
contemporary,
he started his own church about 3 years before this church started.
Il a commencé son église 3 ans avant cette église.
In Lagos here.
En Lagos ici.
This brother, I used to admire him. When he say he wants to go and fast,
quand il dit, va aller jeûner,
it's not these 2 days, 3 days you do and then you're already going to stomach ulcers catching. It goes 7 days. The minimum he ever fasts.
Le peu qui gêne,
is 7 days, no food, no water.
Wow. C'est 7 jours sans eau, pray. Sans nourriture.
His stomach gone in. You see rentrer, him like that.
Tu vois, il est maigre.
You say, this one.
Cet homme,
we used to be in the same church before.
On était dans la même église avant.
If it is a prayer,
si c'est la prière,
alone,
seul,
that makes church to bust,
qui fait les églises,
he started it. He's been fasting and praying.
Il gêne et il prie.
I'm not sure his church is up to 50 members now.
Wow.
And he started before me.
Mais il a commencé avec moi.
So it is not he that willeth,
ce n'est pas ceux qui veulent,
he that runneth,
ceux qui courent.
There must be something else that prayer is, you know, achieving. With all due humility.
Avec toute humilité.
Things were so bad around him.
Toutes choses étaient mauvaises autour de lui.
That he had to come to this church.
Il devait venir dans cette église.
So, late last year also.
L'année passée, je crois.
And it was when he came here.
Et c'est quand il est venu ici.
That Professor Sunday.
Le professeur
saw him,
l'a vu.
And discerned what his problem was.
Il a discerné son problème.
So what? So the question, what of all this fasting and prayer he was doing?
Ma question, qu'est-ce que cette prière et
cette and he was still under that bondage.
Il était toujours sous ce fardeau et cette servitude.
The mystery is deep.
Hey. Le mystère est profond.
This is what makes me to be very humble.
C'est ce qui me fait d'être tellement humble.
Very humble.
Tellement humble.
Don't boast of any ability you have.
Je ne suis pas fier de toute habileté que j'ai.
It is this I'm doing. That's why this is like this.
Ne vante pas pour ce que tu
fais. Nothing like that.
Il n'y a rien comme cela.
Nothing like that. No better than that.
Rien,
because one day my prayer,
prières,
I make reference to that brother.
Je réfère à ce frère.
I say, Daddy, it's not prayer.
Ce n'est pas la prière.
So don't accuse me that I'm not praying. No.
This
one, why they do not within my ability, and they do so.
Que je fais, c'est pas mes abilités,
use it all. Important is, Lord,
la chose importante, c'est
let your program continue.
Ton program continue.
Thy
program.
Will ta be done on earth
hallelujah.
As you have proposed it in heaven. So I'm saying this so that you will note that why he said how that seed will grow, you know it not how.
Yes, sir.
And don't help God to do anything.
Amen.
Don't help God to do anything.
Amen.
At the appropriate time. There was no intercessor before Luther came up with his revival. There was nobody. That was a crying, hey, ouais. Nothing like that.
Il y a rien comme ça.
And there is an appointed time.
Il y a un temps fixé.
That is what he meant by that statement.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
So,
donc,
now watch what happens.
Verse 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
That is, you are reading
Mark chapter 4, verse 28.
Verse 28.
For the
yes.
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
Now listen.
Maintenant, écoute,
the emphasis.
Ce que t'avais dit,
of herself.
D'elle-même.
Bring forth fruit of herself.
Elle produit les fruits d'elle-même.
It's a divine agenda.
Hallelujah.
Satan can never disturb the purpose of God.
Amen.
Everything he does.
Toute chose qu'il fait.
If you kick a toad.
Si tu
have you injured him?
At all, sir.
Have you injured him?
Est-ce que tu l'as blessé?
Satan cannot defeat the purpose of God.
If you kick a toad, you have helped him to reach his destiny.
Amen. Amen.
You rejected Joseph.
Tu as rejeté Joseph.
You think you have finished him?
Parce que tu l'as fini.
You are taking on a pathway for the fulfillment of his dream. God's agenda
in his
you have to take note of this.
Cela.
If not, you'll be troubling yourself,
Tu vas te déranger,
Men of God, come to me for counsel.
Les gens qui viennent pour les conseils.
You know, I had to tell Otukpo Church.
Dit à
they'll be watching me now.
Ils me regardent maintenant.
And they want us to send them a pastor.
Ils disent qu'on les envoie un pasteur.
And I told them on phone.
Je les ai dit dans le téléphone.
I don't want to send any pastor to you.
Je vais pas envoyer un pasteur.
And I will not send any pastor to you.
Et j'emmènerai aucun pasteur.
Pray that God will send a pastor to
Priez
you.
Que Dieu vous emmène un pasteur.
There's a difference between me sending a pasteur to you.
Il y a une différence si j'envoie
and
un pasteur.
God is sending a pastor
Et
to
Dieu
you.
Vous envoie un pasteur. C'est différent.
Of course, God can tell me
yes, sir,
to send Olumide to Otukpo. God forbid, we need you here. It's just an example. Okay, adepts. We still need you, adepts. We need adepts. God can tell me to send who? I need all of
anybody.
Father, don't send them away from here, from somewhere else. I said this. This is an opportunity. People are listening to us. You know, there is a pastor. That was in Just Church needed a pastor. I use as an example. Just Church needed a pastor.
Par exemple.
They were having some problems there.
Ils avaient des problèmes là-bas.
They called me.
M'appelé.
Can you please send us a pastor?
Est-ce que tu peux nous envoyer un pasteur,
I don't want to send anybody.
Je ne veux pas envoyer quelqu'un. Je ne veux pas.
If problem comes or to poor church,
si des problèmes viennent dans l'église de Tupo,
so that the pastor can say, Lord, you sent me here.
Le pasteur dit, Seigneur, tu m'as envoyé ici.
He will cry to him who sent him there.
Il va crier vers celui qui l'a envoyé.
If I sent him there,
si je l'envoie,
he will be crying to me.
That's va true. Pleurer vers moi.
I have enough cry with him, brother.
J'ai tellement de pleurs dans cette église même déjà.
I don't want any more cry from outside.
Je pleure encore.
And that's the problem with the denominational system.
C'est le problème de le système de la
post people. Up and down.
Il met les gens ici et là-bas.
Don't mind whether God wants you to be in a particular place or not.
Sans savoir si Dieu veut que
so when you have problem there,
quand tu as des problèmes,
you are crying to the headquarters.
À les têtes,
God will not listen to you.
Dieu ne va pas
because he didn't send you
parce
there.
Qu'il t'a pas envoyé là-bas.
Oh, people catch it.
Où les gens attrapent cela.
The man in Jos.
L'homme dans Jos.
So that you say, but you sent somebody.
Okay, il dit que donc, c'est toi qui as
listen
là.
Very well now.
Écoutez très bien,
God can tell me to send someone.
Dieu me dit d'envoyer quelqu'un.
And I will tell you
je vais te dire que
that God said,
Dieu a dit,
and always take note.
Et notez
cela. I love it.
J'aime cela.
When Just Church needed a pastor,
quand Just avait besoin d'une église,
I could not get anybody readily.
Il n'y avait personne qui était prêt.
Again, I was afraid.
J'avais même peur.
So that I would not be the one that sent somebody.
Je ne voyais pas quelqu'un moi-même.
A pastor in Abuja,
en Abuja
called me like all other pastors do.
Comme d'autres pasteurs aussi.
Seeking counsel
about
a decision he was about to take in
à
his local church.
Qu'il veut prendre dans son église locale.
About an issue within the church.
Un problème dans l'église.
Many pastors called me on daily basis.
Plusieurs pasteurs m'appellent chaque jour.
While he was talking to me,
pendant qu'il parlait avec moi,
the voice of the Spirit of God spoke to my ear. Send him to Jos.
Envoie-lui à Jos.
He'll be hearing me, maybe hearing me for
et
the first time. I cut the phone.
J'ai coupé l'appel.
Because I had to meditate again.
Parce que je dois méditer sur cela.
He's pastoring. I was thinking in my heart.
Je pensais dans mon
cœur. He's pastoring a church.
Il a déjà une église.
In Abuja.
Abuja.
What am I saying?
Go to Jos.
What am I hearing?
Est-ce que j'entends?
The same voice that speaks to me,
la même voix
or that spoke to me,
la même voix qui me parle,
told me again,
m'a dit encore,
I have informed him. You see how it is.
Hallelujah.
Ouais, comme c'est.
So he called back.
Donc, il m'a rappelé.
I was apologizing that the phone went off. I said no. Up to now, I don't even remember what you called me for again. I was consumed by what was going on. I only asked him,
je lui ai demandé,
brother,
mon frère,
has the Lord ever told you you'll be leaving Abuja?
Est-ce que le Seigneur t'a dit que tu vas laisser Abuja?
And he said yes.
Il a dit oui.
Through a sister,
par une sœur,
through another person,
mais une autre personne,
and through him personally.
Et par lui-même
personnellement. But I don't know.
Mais je ne sais pas.
Wherever he leads me to.
Où il me guide.
But he told somebody
mais il a dit à
to prepare
de se
in a prophecy.
Dans une prophétie.
So he doesn't understand it.
Il ne comprend même pas.
But that prophet time.
Mais
then I knew this is God wanting
information.
And from there, one thing led to the other.
Chose,
and he moved over to Jos. And he's doing very well there.
Il fait très bien.
Why I say that is
pourquoi j'ai dit cela?
God.
Dieu,
you will say, I sent him there.
Tu vas dire, je
will you say, I sent him now? I didn't send him.
Pas envoyé.
You see?
Oui.
And so,
donc,
you will see that verse.
Vous allez voir ce verset.
Let's read that verse again. That's what I'm trying to emphasize.
Verse 28.
Yes.
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
Herself. That's the emphasis I'm trying to say. Yeah. It's God that does it.
Amen.
When it comes to the restoration of the three works of grace, this is using the growth of a plant. God meant us to understand how the church will be restored. What's the first thing that came out?
First, the blade.
Secondly,
then the ear.
Then,
after that, the full corn in the ear.
That is the three works of grace. If you look at the history of the church, coming out of the dark ages, depicted by that black horse. Remember, what was the symbol? What was the beast?
The face as a man.
The face as a man. The face as a man. That takes you to John chapter 6.
Amen and amen.
You know where I am going.
Yes, sir. Verse 28. Then said they unto him,
yes,
what shall we do that we might walk the works of God?
Now listen very well. Verse 29, my emphasis.
Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he had sent.
Believe on him whom he had sent. And all of us said the person that he has sent is William Branham. It's not only William Branham.
Amen.
He sent his only begotten son.
Amen.
As a man. He sent the 12 disciples.
Amen.
11 of them. He sent Apostle Paul.
Amen.
And now, he's sending for the purpose of restoration.
Amen.
Listen to Luther.
Amen.
And you will come out of the dark ages.
That's right.
He used men.
Amen.
The restoration ministry.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's men. Not a man.
Amen.
Men. The face of a man.
Amen.
Because it will not just be one man. It will be within a period that you'll be using men for the restoration ministry.
Amen.
Now, the first man we have
that
brought justification was Luther, according to history.
Amen.
And it's in the Bible.
Amen.
He used a man.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 13.
Yes, sir.
It's very important that we catch this as rapture watch.
Amen.
So that you've established
in
the present truth.
Verse 44.
Now you notice that in verse 44,
again,
you will notice that there is a man in verse 44.
Hallelujah.
There is another man in verse 45.
Amen.
And then when you come to verse 47,
amen and
amen. Amen.
You see everything perfect there.
Perfect.
Okay, so I'm not trying to say, you know, the man he used.
Amen.
So you see them there.
Amen.
Now, so we saw that Luther is that man.
Amen.
In verse 44.
Amen. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field.
And that was in the Sardisian church age. According to theology.
Amen. The which, when a man had found, he hid it. And for joy thereof, goeth and selleth all that he hath. And buyeth.
What is it to sell? Do away with all the false doctrine he had and embrace this new revelation he got.
That
the just shall live by faith. Not by all these works. That they will live for almost 1,000 years.
Amen.
After that, the next work that was destroyed needed to be
restored.
In verse 45.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant.
Another man.
Seeking goodly pearls.
That is, he was already in the field of evangelism.
Who, when he had found one pearl of great price,
he caught a revelation. Not P-R-I-Z-E. That is reward.
That's right.
Awards. But P-R-I-C-I. P-R-I-C-I. costing you something.
Amen.
It will cost you something.
Amen.
And went and sold all that he had.
And bought it.
And embraced it. That is holiness.
Amen.
Without which no man
can
see the Lord.
Can see the Lord.
Amen.
He caught the doctrine of holiness.
Amen.
So he spearheaded it.
Amen.
Luther spearheaded justification.
Amen.
And we know that man to be John Wesley.
Amen.
According to history.
Mm.
And another man again
encore,
for the third works of grace. Even if you don't see it in the Bible, you know the history.
That's right.
That in 1906,
amen and amen,
something happened in America.
Hallelujah, amen.
Under the ministry of a black man.
Amen, amen.
By the name of William Seymour.
Amen.
And that restored the gifts back to the church.
Hallelujah.
And when we say this,
cela,
people go out and say,
dit,
that William, Brother Moses said, William Bra is no more the seventh church age messenger.
William Bra n'est plus le
septième. That is not William Seymour. Is that what I said? I am explaining the Bible.
Amen, amen.
You cannot fix William Braham here.
That's right.
Because this took place even before the birth of William Branham. So why are you fixing William Branham here? I don't know why that error caught all of us. But now our eyes of
Amen.
So that is how the three works of grace was restored. But there were other. There is a need for perfection. Each of them, there were still other doctrines that a lot of confusion was still on. The wholesome word must seed that was planted must be brought together.
Amen.
People believe this, they don't believe that.
People
believe this and run off with it. They reject this, they hold on to that. So the picture of the first church age, the picture of the church as inaugurated, that Christ is coming, cannot yet be formed until there is another ministry. What is the next stage in verse 29?
Verse 29, Mark 4. But when the fruit is brought forth.
So there must be a fruit producing ministry.
Amen.
It is that fruit producing ministry that Christ established in Ephesians 4 verse 11.
Amen and amen.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11.
Amen.
And verse 12.
And he gave some apostles,
yes,
and some prophets,
yes,
and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
You see, for what?
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Till we all come into the unity of the faith, because after Pentecost,
après la Pentecost,
we had Trinitarians. We had the people they nicknamed as oneness.
We have Celeste. Nous avons des Celeste.
We have Seraphim and Seraphim.
Nous avons des Seraphim.
We have assemblies of God.
Nous avons l'assemblée de Dieu.
We have Baptists.
Nous avons des Baptistes.
We have those that baptize this way.
Nous avons ceux qui baptisent
that way.
Baptiste et manière.
Those that say speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Parle en langue, c'est l'évidence du Saint-Esprit.
Those that say it doesn't matter.
Ceux qui disent ça n'est comme
ça. Some say eternal security.
Some
say you can lose your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them.
Et tout ceci.
All of them.
Tout ceci.
What were we reading?
Hallelujah. Unity of the faith.
See, we come into the unity of the faith.
And of the knowledge
of the Son of God,
et la connaissance du Fils de
unto
Dieu.
A perfect,
perfect man, unto what?
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
De la plénitude de Christ.
So after William Seymour's revival, known as the Pentecostal revival,
comme la relance de Pentecost,
there was still the need for the perfecting of
de la perfectionnement de
which is the fruit producing ministry,
et le ministère qui produit
which
les
is the fourth part of that growing seed.
Hallelujah.
Parable in Mark 4:26.
Parable of Mark chapter 4.
I heard you saying in one of your teachings
that
it is the story of the church.
Amen.
From planting.
Amen.
De la plantation.
To the harvest.
Amen.
If you don't see it in that verse,
si on ne voit pas ça dans cette
you will just be groping in confusion.
Alleluia.
This parable makes it clear.
Cette parabole nous éclaircit.
As we look at the history of the church.
Amen.
And this parable,
et cette parable
is the revival.
Amen.
In the last part.
La dernière partie
of Revelation 6 verse 6.
Amen.
Called the oil
and the wine. Et le vin.
And that is the shout ministry.
Christ,
the shout continues.
Et le cri continue,
because that is the first stage for the rapture.
Parce que c'est la première étape de
l'enlèvement. After the fruit is produced,
et après que le fruit a été produit,
the work is complete.
Les travaux sont complets.
Christ goes, leaves the mercy seat.
Christ laisse le
becomes the archangel of Revelation chapter 10. That this message produces the seven thunders.
Amen.
Which is actually
the
message for the dead in Christ.
Amen.
So that the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive will be changed.
Amen.
They also have their message. He preaches both to the living
Alleluia.
And to the dead.
Amen.
I have proved all that in my earlier message.
Tout cela dans mon prochain.
And therefore,
maintenant,
that revival
cette relance,
in the third seal
le troisième saut,
is what will lead us up to the rapture.
Amen.
After that,
après cela,
then the fourth seal
le quatrième saut,
is now the Jews.
Amen.
It is now for the Jews.
Amen.
And he will start it with the two prophets.
Amen.
That is why verse 7
and when
of Revelation chapter 6.
And when he had opened the fourth seal,
yes,
I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see.
What is the fourth seal beast?
The flying eagle.
It's the flying eagle. The flying eagle ministry starts after the rapture has taken place.
Okay, sir. So we're going to stop here today because that will be another
so
interesting.
I hope teaching. I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you.
Yes, sir.
That the rapture takes place, like the debaters we say,
amen.
In the third seal. Anything other than that is error.
So the symbol for this age is the face as a man.
Yes,
okay, in our subsequent episodes,
yeah,
we're going to understand, or you point out to us clearly from the Bible
why
the fourth seal is for the Jews
and
why the flying eagle is their symbol.
But
I've been so blessed today, I don't know about you, knowing that we are in the latter rain under the third seal. The first stage of the rapture is going on now. Are you part of the rapture? Make sure you are part of the shout. A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. Till we meet again, keep watching the Bright TV. God bless you.
Dieu vous bénisse.